Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Basic Speculation, the pop culture and the research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now boys, what do you think is going to happen in the Miss Piggy movie? Excited for this movie, dude. This is going to be my movie of the year whenever it comes out.
And we are obviously very heavily tied to this news because it was announced on a podcast and therefore with our co-workers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
It's nice that every single podcast out there is our co-worker. We are their co-worker.
Yeah, we're kind of one big family.
Joe Rogan's just a guy from work.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's a workmate.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan's my work wife.
Conan O'Brien, God, such a lovely work wife.
Oh, absolutely. Every other podcaster is our work wife. And thus, you know what, we're their work husband. I think that's nice.
So on Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang's podcast, Jennifer Lawrence was being interviewed on there about her current film, Die My Love.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know what led to this, but I have done podcasts before and it's so easy to get distracted.
Yeah.
Because she just says, I don't know if I can announce this, but I'm just gonna. Emma Stone and I are producing a Miss Piggy movie and Cole is writing it. Cole being Cole Escola, who is the Tony Award-winning O Mary writer and lead star.
I think they were the first non-binary person to win a Tony Award or something. I've loved Cole Escola since way back when they were just a YouTuber and made like a bunch of like short form content
as
well.
Also, I'd just like to really take this moment to thank Cole Escola for having the best name to say.
I know. Cole Escola? Are you kidding me, dude? And Cole Escola, like their body of work is like very, very funny, first of all.
Have they made anything maybe that I would have seen?
Probably not. You seen At Home with Amy Sedaris?
No.
Have you seen Big Mouth? Bad example.
Bad example. Don't worry about that one. I'll tell you what, Big Mouth, this is a funny thing about Big Mouth. People fucking hate that show because it's ugly. Like, that's the only criticism I see people giving it.
No, no, there's another big criticism.
Well, they also say, it's like it's showing off penises and stuff.
No, no, no.
Is it because,
you're getting closer.
Is it because Dinkus's dad did 9/11?
No, no, no. Colder. Penises was way
showing
closer.
Is Louis C.K. voice actor in there? Justin Roiland, is he a voice actor
there? No, but you're getting a little closer, I guess. Okay. It's got nothing to be behind the scenes. It's just the show itself.
Yeah.
It gets referred to as pedophile bait a lot.
Yes, which is, as somebody who's seen that show, that's insane.
Yeah, you would say that.
Yeah.
What? I have a question.
Because it's a really sexualized show about puberty.
Yeah.
So all the characters are really young.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
It's like, it's just a show about puberty, and they're just like not shy about that.
Okay.
I think it's really funny that people call this pedophile bait, but like, the people doing that are like, they always have like a little anime girl for their like profile picture,
dude,
or whatever.
She's 400.
Yeah,
it's chill.
It's like, it feels like it's those people who are like, I can't jack off to this, show's bad.
Yeah, but it's also awesome, like with that.
Like, what can you not make a show about puberty? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Puberty blues would be fucked.
Yeah. Are you there? God, it's me, Mary. Pedophile bait.
Is that just like any sort of like, coming of age type of film?
Yeah. What?
I think it just leans. Criticism started popping up in later seasons, which I'm not super across. I was just.
Me neither.
Because I think it starts being more. Because I guess, like, it's pushing boundaries with showing little dicks and whatever.
Yeah.
But then I think it leans more and more into that. So the kind of, I mean, Ren and Stimpy, the adult version of that.
Yeah,
everyone hated that because they were like,
whoa. Yeah, well, and the guy who made it's a monster.
Yeah. But like the Simpsons movie, I'm pretty sure they showed Bart penis.
Yeah, I think this is a bit different.
Yeah.
What if show Bart penis, but then Bart spends the whole movie wanting to fuck, and then fucks, and you see it.
Yeah.
I don't want to see Bart penis in use.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you could see, it, like, I get it. Yeah. But I also don't get it. And I will never watch Big Mouth, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's fair, dude. That's fair.
And Cola Scola is only a voice actor in it, so yeah. Cola Scola innocent.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter about what's going on with that show.
They also, Cola Scola made, I think it's called At Home with Cola Scola, which was like a kind of like a movie-length YouTube video that they made during lockdown that's very funny.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm a big fan. So I'm very excited that they are writing the Miss Piggy movie because, like, what a get. Like, I think that's, like, the perfect person to make this movie.
Did you ever watch Nurse Jackie? That feels like a
that
Joel
does
Zaman
feel like a Joel Zaman show.
Yeah, I guess, like, they're big.
They look familiar.
Yeah. They've kind of pop up here and there. But anyway, I think they've just got the right vibe for a Miss Piggy flick.
I've seen an interview with them.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, they, because O Mary, which is about a president's wife, maybe, but like extremely unresearched and like just kind of camp and fun.
Yeah,
and
it's about Abraham Lincoln's wife.
Yes.
Mary Todd Lincoln.
So they became very successful off the back of that. But what I've heard about the Miss Piggy movie is that it came from a behind-the-scenes conversation, I forget on the set of what, where they were talking about people getting cancelled, and then they were like, what if Miss Piggy got cancelled?
You're close.
Yeah.
So after appearing on the podcast, our enemy at work, Jimmy Fallon, hosted Jennifer Lawrence, and Jimmy Fallon was like, I heard you're maybe working on a Miss Piggy movie, and Jennifer Lawrence confirmed I am, adding that the idea came from a friend of hers during lockdown and the peak of cancel culture. The actress went on, both things were kind of happening at once, we're all locked up in our rooms, naughty people being locked up in prison. Miss Piggy is a feminist icon, Lawrence remarked. It would be so funny if Miss Piggy got canceled.
She's not wrong. She's not wrong, dude. Miss Piggy, look.
And then, look, this is going to break your heart a little bit.
No, I know. She's so like, that might not be what the movie's about.
No, that, again. Like, look, hey, this is baseless speculation, and this is you baselessly speculating on something that you seem to have read in 4 seconds but needed 30 to process.
Yeah, isn't she like, that might be what the movie's about, it might not, it's not set in stone, that was just the inception of the idea.
Emma Stone.
Set in Emma Stone. That was just the inception of the idea.
Jennifer Lawrence quickly clarified that the idea of Miss Piggy getting cancelled was simply the starting point and not the actual premise of the upcoming film, but it got the wheels turning, so I started kind of producing it. Then Cola Scola gets involved.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, so it starts, maybe we'll start with Miss Piggy
getting canceled.
And then, like, you know, it's just her comeback special.
Yeah. Is it Miss Piggy?
Miss Piggy.
Yeah.
Miss Piggy does a comedy special called Triggered.
Yeah. Is that what this is?
I mean, it depends.
You can't say this, says Miss Piggy, as she then goes on to say this.
You can't say anything anymore. Well, I think it's weird because the Muppets are still owned by Disney, correct?
Yes.
Yes. So that will be a boundary this movie has to exist
within. Disney's a weird one because when they started Disney Plus, they greenlit a whole bunch of stuff that seems like it would have a similar vibe to this, like the Lizzie McGuire sequel series. But then they were like, whoa, Lizzie McGuire's going to be smoking weed and having sex?
Yeah. Not
guess
happening.
Again.
Oh, yeah.
Then, like...
Well, I think it depends. I think that Disney, if it's something that Disney believes is quote-unquote made for children, then they will not allow sex, drugs, and rock and roll within. Mm-hmm. If it's something that from the get-go is adult, then I don't think they care.
I wonder if the Barbie movie... Well, I mean, obviously, they're going to be basing this around, I think, like, the Barbie movie. But the Barbie movie, whilst being a PG-rated film, does have some moments of... chaos and definitely some darker jokes and things like
that. Barbie's scared of her own mortality. That's like a big part of it.
She hates capitalism.
She is. She gets a vagina at the end of the movie.
Oh yeah, that's true.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it does end with a visit to the gynecologist.
Exactly. So I think but it's also the Muppets don't like have never really like gotten that subversive, but it's not like, the Muppets aren't the Feebles, you know what I mean?
No, but the closest that we've ever come was like the idea that there was going to be ages back when we first kind of met, the talk about the what eventually happened, but like Jim Henson's kid was going to do a like a murder Muppet mystery.
Noir. And then
that did come out, but it just stunk. Lost its teeth.
It
was just kind of almost PG-ified and just...
Well,
I don't know anything about that whole production. Yeah. Remember you like talking about it?
The Happy Time Murders you were talking about.
And then it just kind of fizzled out, and then it just that got made.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, oh, it just seems to be the premise...
What I heard about the Happy Time Murders, and I think we've discussed this before and we couldn't find my initial, what I'd heard, was that the plan was to just do a noir completely straight. It's just that it was set in a world of Muppets, or maybe even the main detective was a Muppet. And then what you got was like a
comedy.
Comedy with Jenny McCarthy? Yeah, I think so.
But it was Jenny McCarthy, Melissa McCarthy.
Melissa McCarthy. But it was like a raunchy, like, kind of...
Bit bawdy.
A bawdy sex fest with puppet cum in it, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
That is correct.
Maybe not what the initial plan was. I don't know. But it...
But definitely not what either you half read and then told me.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, I think this is exactly what happened last time it came up.
Mm.
When you look at the Happy Time Murders development, the first thing that comes up... It's just immediately just like, so straight out the gate, they wanted to make an R-rated Muppets movie.
Yeah.
Which goes against what Jackson says. Mm-hmm.
Well, no, I don't think it was necessarily, it was just that they were like, when I first read about it, it was that it wasn't like raunchy.
Mm.
That it was meant to be like a kind of violent, like Sin City with Muppets.
Mm.
But I mean, again, this would have been like a decade ago.
Yeah, probably
more. So I don't know. I think I love the idea of doing
the movie. Did come out in 2018, though.
Yeah, I know. But
I was in like you meant. I learned that
it was a plan about a decade and a half ago. But anyway, I love the idea of a Miss Piggy movie. I think it's a kind of interesting that they've never done many Muppet solo films. But like, I think that's like a fun idea. Like, the closest you probably get is like Muppets from Space, where they're like. What is Gonzo? Classic movie.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Like, so I think it's, and Miss Piggy, you know, she's like such an icon that it's like, it's kind of, it feels like it's about time, you know, for a Miss Piggy movie.
Hmm.
So frankly, I'm very excited for it.
Well, and just going back to like the pushing of the envelope, Muppets, I was like, I don't know if that was true. I'm pretty sure Muppets were considered like kind of edgy and stuff. And yeah, so Muppets Tonight. Was like a very provocative version that led far more into like adult orientated humor.
Mm.
Still family appropriate.
Family friendly, also like, you know, there's some gags there for the adults to chuckle at.
Yeah, and even like the original like Muppet show that would sneak in. Mm. Like kind of like what you get now with like anything that's considered like really good children's content.
Yeah.
But also drug culture heavily influenced the Muppets.
Nice.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Jim Henson was always really supportive of the LGBTQ movement.
Mm-hmm.
Not movement. I don't know why I said movement.
In the 70s, I feel like movement's like a not inaccurate phrase to use.
I think it's just,
just
how people live. And like a lot of like other social causes, which is then... In the Muppets, like he gave one of the Muppets autism.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Well, yeah, Sesame Street is like, absolutely. That's where they're putting all kinds of guys. But I wonder if there was like a cleaning up of the Muppets when Disney acquired them in the like early 2000s, late 90s.
Yeah.
I would imagine
It was later than that, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, really? Maybe like the...
Because I don't think the Muppets movies are Disney.
Well, I think they are at a certain point, is the trick of the Muppets.
No, as in like, sorry, the... Like the Muppets.
Oh, no. The classic
no,
Muppet.
No. The Muppets. The movie The Muppets.
Oh, with, yeah, okay. The movie where am I Jason, a man or am I a Muppet is from.
The one that most, like, I've seen that one.
I
don't think I've seen any other Muppet film.
Brother, you gotta watch the Muppet movies. Though. They're fucking awesome, dude. The original Muppet movie where Kermit rides a fucking bike?
I don't know. Yeah, you were right. Yeah. Muppets were owned by Disney at that point, but that's also probably a good sign because those movies, the first one, I refuse to watch the second one. There's too many guys I hate.
Yeah, it's true.
There's a lot of like edgier and not as edgy as I've Been Cancelled, but you know, there's stuff going on there.
Yeah, for sure. I think that you can see though, if you look at the Muppets oeuvre, there's like a point where. Like, when was the Disney purchase? Because there's also that point where the Muppet movies, everybody kind of universally agrees, started to fall off.
Mm-hmm. 2004.
Kind of around Muppets from Space, I think, was kind of the beginning of the end for the Muppet movies.
Do you know Disney don't own Sesame Street?
They only own the Muppets.
So the Sesame
Street,
the Sesame Street Muppets, are still owned by the Sesame Workshop.
Yeah. Wow. That's
so Elmo, he's never gonna meet Mickey Mouse.
No. Fuck.
Did the Sesame Street recently get purchased by Netflix, or was it more of a they got had distribution rights to Netflix? Because I know with the gutting of PBS and everything.
Yeah, I know that they tried to remove heaps of. It was funny because we found the long lost episode of Sesame Street, the one with the witch. That everyone was like, "Well, it was too scary." And then when they watched it, they're like, "No, it wasn't.
I was just a baby, I guess."
Yeah. people just told me it was scary. Yeah. So it was scary. And watching it again, this is not that darker than anything that Sesame Street's ever done.
But yeah, aren't they coming to the, Netflix?
Something like that.
Maybe. Sesame Street's coming to Netflix. Yeah.
But yeah, after we found that lost episode, then they deleted heaps of episodes because they were like, oh, we got to clean up.
Do a purge of the street, dude.
Why are they purging Sesame
But also,
Street
that probably makes sense because like Sesame Street Muppets and Muppets would cross over in movies every now and then. I'm pretty sure Big Bird's in the first Muppets movie.
Great scene where they're driving along and they're like, hey, fella, do you want to get in the car? We're going to go to Hollywood to make it big or whatever. And Big Bird's like, nah, man, I'm heading to New York City.
To start Sesame Street, dude.
It's awesome. And then later on when they're driving, they go, we've come across a fork in the road. And then there's a big fork in the road.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
Muppets are sick.
The Muppets fucking rock, dude.
The Muppets got bought at the same time as Bear in the Big Blue House.
Oh, yeah, I remember that show, dude.
Dude.
I think I've seen, here's a classic thing I think I've seen, behind the scenes footage of the puppeteer of the Bear in the Big Blue House swearing up a storm. Mm-hmm. I think I've seen that on the internet. Okay. Or maybe the mouse that lives in a teacup being like, fuck, 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 fuck.
Does the mouse live in a teacup?
He could.
He lives somewhere.
He lives in, there's a little hole in the wall. It's like classic mouse shit.
I think he actually gets up and walks around. I don't think he lives anywhere.
Why teacup?
I think he lives in the big blue house.
Yeah.
I think I said teacup because I'm thinking about the Mad Hatter's Tea Party.
Is there a mouse in that cup?
Yeah, there's a fucking dormouse and he lives in a fucking cup, dude. In the middle of the tea party.
I don't know if this is a thing that you have seen or just a thing that you're thinking about, but the fact that you're also thinking about the Mad Hatter's Tea Party makes me think you're thinking about that thing and maybe you did see some kind of thing.
Yeah.
But in your brain, it just like coalesced
it
to some other
together.
Thing.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
Okay, so Tutter the Mouse does live in the wall.
Okay.
But he does also just wander around.
Gets up and
the
moves
wall
around.
Is the blue house.
It's so all house. Wrong, brother. It's all fucking house.
That's his house.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Should he be wearing a fez? Is that okay?
Well, that's from
I have
a
no idea what that is.
That clip is called Tutter Can't Decide What to Wear.
Okay, he's trying out.
Is Tutter a rat or a mouse? Great question, isn't it?
I have no idea what this thing is.
He's a mouse. You don't know what Bear in the Big Blue House is? It's like a children's program.
I thought you would know
about a bear.
It's kind of
in
like
Big Blue House.
And he lives in a big blue house.
He talks to the moon.
Yeah, he talks to the moon. Okay. He's got a rat friend, possibly some other puppets.
Okay. Tutter T Tutter is the.
And he kind of moves around like this.
Okay.
And he goes, oh, hey, children. No, wrong.
I'm the bear in the big blue house.
Sort of sounds like that.
Okay.
I'm going to talk to the moon.
No, I don't know how he sounds, but he does move
I'm
like
talk
that.
To the moon. I'm going to talk to the moon. I'm the bear in the big blue house.
That's how he sounds like. I'm going to talk to the moon.
I think he's Canadian.
That was you being.
No. That's just.
He's American.
Yeah.
And he doesn't sound like he's on South Park, would be
LA. Okay.
How does he sound?
He doesn't sound like Mr. Mackey.
Without press. I don't want you to find me a clip.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm about.
Well, I don't think Dusha knows.
If you play a clip, I'm just going to scream over the top of it. But I want to hear what you
it's like,
you know,
because he's like, think.
Yeah. Doesn't he kind of.
You're
like,
close.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, but like.
Hey, everybody, I'm the bear in the big blue house.
It's more like, hey, everyone, I'm the bear in the big blue house.
I'm the bear in the big blue house. This
I
is my rap,
more
friend.
Like a Barney character than whatever the fuck is going on over there.
No, I'm the bear in the big blue house. Doesn't he get like a bit of a southern twang?
This guy has a southern twang. He was saying he's Canadian before.
You know, famous southerners, Canada.
Canada's got a south, dude.
Okay, well now you've heard that, we can finally figure out what he actually sounds like.
Stuff. Fine.
This isn't him.
Yeah, that sounds
that's
like
a rat, right?
That sounds like a Okay.
Sounds like somebody's inside.
We were both very wrong.
sounds like somebody's inside.
He just sounds like a guy.
He just sounds like a fucking
dude. He doesn't
dude.
Sound like, again, I get where you were coming from, Jack. And if you were like a big blue bear, maybe you'd want to kind
no,
of
no,
like,
no. He's a brown bear.
Yeah.
His house is blue.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. If you were, maybe you do like a quote unquote bear voice.
Yeah.
I get it.
That's what
and
I was doing.
Something like that. Like you're almost like a Smokey the Bear.
Yeah.
Oh, you were doing fucking Bear Necessities Bear.
Oh, I was, dude.
Hey, man, child. I'm Mo.
No,
I'm
it's actually,
bear.
Turns out you were
I'm
wrong.
The bear from the Jungle Book. You want to go get some honey, man, cub?
having recently seen the Bear Necessities, the Jungle Baloo. No, Baloo does not sound
like... What does Baloo sound like?
What does... he kind of a bit more of that, just, hey, bear cub.
Oh, yeah, he's got that...
He's just a,
hey, bear cub.
No, you just... Same voice.
Why are you adding a southern twang?
Hey, bear cub.
Hey, bear cub. Don't We're going to go get some
don't
honey.
Don't give that damn orangutan your fire. He's convincing.
I know, little man cub. You want
to God.
You want to give that little orangutan to your that little
he
man.
He desires
like
the secret
flyer.
Of the red flower. I say, don't give it to
don't
him.
Don't give him your red flower, there,
no,
boy.
Sir.
No, sirree.
No, yeah, no. Yeah. No, he's got that kind of lovely like early American. Mm. Yeah,
yeah. He does not have a southern.
No,
twang
there's no southern
the
twang
slightest.
To it. To Baloo's voice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
But I like that your bears do.
Yeah,
that's nice.
To me, that's a bear voice. Mm, you know, to me, bears have a southern accent. I don't know.
No, I get it.
I don't know how to explain that, really.
Yeah, to me, kind of either one, like a gravelly voice. Like,
like that kind
I'm
of bear.
Bear.
There you go.
How
rawr,
you doing,
rawr,
everybody?
I'm a big old bear.
I'm a bear.
And yeah, then, I see
and then
that.
To be like, you know, but then you do like,
rah, rah, rah. And then you go a little bit south.
Yeah.
And then, rah, rah, rah.
Hey, I'm
a bear.
I get it. It's fun.
Yeah, dude. How does fucking Yogi Bear sound?
Yogi
Bear. Oh, hey, Yogi. I mean, Boo Boo.
Hey, Boo Boo.
I'm Yogi Bear. Yeah,
so
there
you kinda
go.
Go
yeah.
The tape.
Hey, how you doing, Boo Boo?
Yeah, but that, you're not doing the southern twang there. So. Yeah.
Hey, how you doing, Boo Boo?
Okay.
Can I go swap me some picnic baskets?
Swap us some picnic baskets.
I love the old like southern cast of Yogi Bear.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about that, Yogi. I don't know we should be doing that to Ranger Smith.
Yogi!
Who been stealing my picking baskets here? Yeah.
Oh, I like that guy.
Yeah.
Who out there been stealing my damn picking baskets?
Oh, I swear to God, it must be the bears. I do declare.
Them bears here, they steal my picking baskets?
He's got a sort of Cajun accent. I like that,
You've slowly become...
We've done a tour a little bit.
Yeah, what's his name? The fucking Knives Out guy.
Yeah. We're becoming a bit Benoit Blanc.
Benoit... I almost said Nanette Nanois, but Benette Benoit.
Become a little Benette Benoit. Yeah.
Wait, Nanette Nanois. No.
Nanette Manois was from fucking Angela Anaconda.
Yeah, she's
dude.
The girl who sucks. I know who I'm referencing, but I think because I said Benette Benoit, I was like, because that starts. Benoit sounds a bit like Benoit, and I was like, wait, was that a weird joke? No, oh. I did that.
Yeah, it was a joke you made.
Accidentally.
Unintentionally. Mm, yeah, dude.
Benoit
Balls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's really good, dude. That's
shout out to Blink-182 for teaching me about Benoit Balls.
I feel like I learned about Benoit Balls. Like, that was, like, way more popular when I was a teenager as a sort of sexual
I didn't learn about that, I think, through Archer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. I feel like it was like a joke where it would be like, what are these balls? Are they Benoit balls? But you don't hear about people don't talk about it so much these days.
Yeah.
You know.
Or maybe they do.
Yeah,
maybe
I'm
just not
looking.
In our circles.
Yeah, exactly.
Not amongst our co-workers. You know?
Yeah, exactly. I.e. the greater podcast area. Well, just speaking of bears, Fozzie Bear, he's got a completely different voice.
Waka waka.
Yeah, he's got a hard voice to do. And I don't want to try.
I reckon you should
do
try.
It wrong. Okay.
Hang on. How do
okay,
I do,
here, I'll
how
give
do
you
I
a line.
Do waka waka but southern?
Waka waka.
Waka waka.
I'll give you a line. Waka waka.
Okay.
Waka waka.
That's pretty good.
He kind of sounds like that, right? That's me, Fozzie Bear.
Okay, you fucked it. You fucked it immediately.
Waka waka.
No, you're losing it now with the waka waka, too.
Waka waka.
No. That's like a bird's voice.
Can you do Miss Piggy?
Kermit?
Yep.
Yeah, I can do Miss Piggy.
Yeah, your Miss Piggy sounds like, what's her name? Coolidge.
Yeah, it's a bit Jennifer Coolidge, that's true.
Hi, Kermit. It's me, Miss Piggy.
Has Jennifer Coolidge ever met Kermit the Frog or Miss Piggy?
Surely.
They'd be all over each other. All three of them, dude. The sexual tension
in the room.
You're telling me that, like, Jennifer Coolidge's got to walk up to Kermit and Miss Piggy be like,
Kermit, Miss Piggy, I like your vibe. I like your vibe.
Yeah, I like her vibe.
Yeah, dude. And then they'd just be smooching, Muppet Kermit, kissing.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Like your vibe, too.
What was happening here?
I'm going to Ray Romano.
Ma!
It's me, Jennifer Kermit
Coolidge
the Frog.
Has never met the Muppets. What?
That's fucked up, dude. I hope she's in the Miss Piggy movie.
People keep fan-casting her as live-action Miss Piggy, though. Or her or Jennifer Tilly.
I love that. Also good. A live-action Miss Piggy. What does that mean? Somebody should make a live-action Muppets where they just cast human actors as the Muppets.
Yeah.
That would be a really bizarre movie.
I feel that would be, and I know maybe JD might not like this.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I do feel that's going to be something akin to Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, as that was sort of intended to be filmed as a like live action Looney Tunes.
Yes, okay.
So I guess it'd be something similar to that.
Yeah.
Where it would be like a using actors, but then
they're doing Muppet things.
Which I think I would like.
I think it'd be an entertaining
movie. My issue with Jay and Silent Bob is that's not what that movie is. Yeah. Kevin Smith can say it's a live action Looney Tunes movie as much as he likes, but it's not.
But it is, though.
It's not.
The bit like, where Will Ferrell is falling, it's a full-on Wile E. Coyote moment where he's fallen off the dam and that kind of thing, and he's fallen off the whole turn and pivot. It's just like Wile E. Coyote.
I've never seen it, dude. I couldn't comment.
One scene doesn't make the whole movie.
The whole thing.
The movie's about Jay and Silent Bob smoking weed and trying to go to Hollywood fucking get their money or whatever.
Yeah.
Fuck that movie.
Fair enough.
But Kevin Smith is a co-worker of mine, so I do respect him.
Well, you don't want to go to HR.
You don't want to go to HR.
Podcast,
man.
HR.
Hey, I'm sure that we've released podcasts where we've said this is our magnum opus or whatever, and Kevin Smith probably disagrees.
Yes,
much like how I disagreed that Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back is not a Looney Tunes live action movie.
Yeah, that's fair, dude.
If Kevin Smith isn't whatever he tries to do. It doesn't matter.
I don't know what's going on with Tusk.
I've never
seen
Tusk, so I can't.
What about Yoga Hoses?
Never seen Yoga Hoses.
That one I respect more.
What about Jaws with a Moose?
That was the third one that
he was going to make? Yeah. Yeah. So, the Miss Piggy movie.
I'm just saying, if you're going to make a horror comedy,
you should
make it either scary or funny.
Not just sort of gross.
Yeah.
But it's not even... People keep talking about the end. It started to come up again, and this is why it's...
It's on your
mind. Have people seen movies?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. They haven't. Okay, well, that makes me feel a bit better. I guess if Tusk is the only movie you've seen, then the ending is...
Gross. Yeah.
But people are like, it's so upsetting, but also kind of funny.
I'm gonna paint a picture. I'm there. I'm on my couch. Mm. I am not paying attention. Mm. Tusk is on.
Yeah.
I'm scrolling on Reddit looking at big titties. Mm. I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I look up. There's a Tusk man. Oh, gross. Disgusting. Yeah. Oh, that's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
That's how people are engaging with Tusk, brother.
Well, yucky. Reddit / awful cream pies. Enter. Oh, that's the good stuff. Yeah.
What? It is like, what in your mind is an awful cream pie?
It would just be like...
sloppily done.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also like, it would be the photo that's taken.
Oh, yeah.
Real cream pies. Real close up.
Yeah. And like, if things are like not super clean, but very open.
Yes, yeah, for sure.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Oh,
that's good too.
Reddit has really
made... Thank you for the gold. Good sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reddit has really made gooning on the couch like
it's never
crazy.
Been easier.
Yeah. Cause like, okay, say it's Pornhub.
Yeah.
And you're just like scrolling the hub.
Mm.
That because you're sitting down to like watch videos.
Yeah.
So like that sitting on the couch and watching videos on your phone obviously looks different to an outsider, even if they can't see what's going on your screen.
Yeah.
To like just scrolling social media. But because of Reddit and the way it works, everyone could just be sitting on the couch
having a good goon time.
And just like, gooning away. Like, oh, everyone's just like looking at shit on their phone, but what they're looking at is hardcore pornography.
Yes, dude.
And you slap a like a privacy screen on top of your left.
Oh, yeah, that no one can see.
No
when they look
one
over.
Can see.
No Dude. One knows what's happening. Our friend Adam has a privacy screen. Maybe he's always gooning.
Maybe.
I can believe that. Yeah, sometimes his vibe is that.
Yeah.
Like not because he's acting in a sexual manner, but because he's never listening.
Yeah. Maybe he's gooning instead. Yeah. His brain's taken up by awesome sex hormones. Yeah. Could be, dude.
Awesome
be.
Sex hormones?
Yeah. Yeah. What are you looking up?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. These are awful.
These are some awful creep pies. Some of the worst. Some of the worst creep pies I've ever seen.
Oh, yuck. But by that, I mean yum.
I like that this is bad.
This is going full circle for me.
It's just so funny because it's such a... The cream pie, you know, it's like a hard thing to make terrible.
No, it's really easy. I think out of most sex things, it's like one of the easiest things. If you had r/awful cream pies, I can picture that so easily.
Yeah, but you... Imagining.
No, now you're getting into the nitty gritty. You've gone into moderator mode for running this up. Being like, is this actually awful?
Or is it like if you're not horny, this doesn't look good? But
think
like,
of a cream pie.
Okay, I'm dead.
Hey, look at my phone. Yeah.
I got the greatest job in the world.
Yeah. Think of cream pies.
Okay. We're just thinking of
bad or awkward photos.
Yeah.
And then just bring those together.
I
can have bad nudes. It's the same thing.
Yeah, I guess.
With terrible lighting.
Yeah.
Maybe this will make it even worse for you. They've used pesto.
Yeah, but that's what I'm thinking. That's an awful cream pie. I think the ceiling for a bad or the floor for a bad cream pie is pretty low. So
you're like, huh, wait, is that a carbonara?
Yeah, they've just put spaghetti on this poor woman. Come on.
Slopping like a cold carbonara.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I'm on our Italian pussies. The other subreddit.
Pretty moderate.
I moderate. Yeah. Whoops. Yeah. This is fine. Approved. This is normal.
Wait, hang on a second. Is that bacon pieces or is that pancetta?
Yeah, let me just make sure.
Okay, looks like pancetta. Approved.
Yeah, approved.
Approved.
Spaghetti pussy nays or something.
Yeah. Good.
It's really solid stuff from the boys. Another good episode of
this
one, speculation.
This one Kevin Smith will respect.
Yeah, I think so, dude. I believe so. Do we think... Okay, here's a question I have about the Miss Piggy movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, so obviously the joke online, right? Or one of the things people say about Miss Piggy and Kermit is that they have a bad relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do we think that this movie is going to try and... Because I think there's a kind of a weird fine line a Miss Piggy movie has. Especially one that's kind of like, it's the Miss Piggy movie. So there's going to be kind of like a lot of like kind of specific hype around it. Of like making it too real. How much like a normal movie versus how much like a Muppet movie is this going
to
be?
I would like it to be a normal movie. Kind of like when whatever you read about and then told me about the Happy Time Murders, where it's like, they're playing it a bit straight. So it's a real movie. It just happens to be there's Muppets around. And I like that when it's like more of a real movie with elements of Muppetness.
Yeah, sure.
Wasn't there something ages ago where it was like, Miss Piggy and Kermit split up for a bit?
Yes, for the Muppet TV show that was like The Muppets Office.
They've also split up in the Muppets movie that I referenced before. Mm-hmm. And I also think the Miss Piggy scene in that is probably a good way to approach this.
To refresh
a memory, she's a Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah.
Okay, yep.
She's working with Emily Blunt and...
Yep.
Someone else.
Because it could be like, I don't know, I'm assuming that Miss Piggy and Kermit, like, they haven't gotten back together, though, right? Like, in terms of the Muppet canon.
Yeah.
Or, like, where we are in terms of...
They might, look, in the Muppet canon, they may be back together, but we can ignore that.
Yeah, but either way, it's like, you know, most people who aren't across a Muppet canon are going to assume that, it's going to be, they are a power couple.
Here's another crazy thing. Yeah. I don't think that if you just asked, like, Kermit and Miss Piggy's whole relationship, it's rarely them just together.
Yeah. Mm.
They're either always like on the rocks or pining.
Yeah.
Like it's
sure.
not
yeah.
like, they're never just like, oh yeah, you know, the Muppets, Kermit the Frog and
the
Miss
Piggy.
The
greatest love story ever told.
Yeah. Happily yeah. married.
They just yeah. like, they're they not, are in a relationship and occasionally one yells at the other.
Yeah, yeah exactly. They're not yeah. fucking like, Hank and
Peggy
yeah.
Hill.
Yeah.
Strong as a horse.
Yeah.
Or Deborah and Raymond.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly, dude. Another great example.
Another horse strong couple.
That love is horse strong. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I can imagine if, like, you know, it opens up or whatever at the opening scene, one of the first kind of, you know, I guess third is, I won't be third, like a couple, like, you know.
Yeah.
The initial
beginnings
yeah.
kind of thing is, it's kind of like, you know, Kermit and Miss Piggy on a date or something like
yeah.
that.
Mm.
And then just to be like, you know, this isn't really working, you know, and I don't know how it's been handled in the past and whatever, but I'm assuming it's been Miss Piggy instigating all the breakups.
No, yeah. It's usually the opposite.
I think it's often Kermit.
Yeah.
He gets very jealous of Miss Piggy because Miss Piggy is always you know, cracking onto the celebrity guests.
Yeah.
Well, either way, like, you know, whichever has been before, do the opposite. So it's like, you know, either... Initially, I was like, okay, if it was Miss Piggy being like, we are breaking up kind of stuff.
In but the Kermit past, being like,
to,
have
to be like, Miss Piggy being dumped.
Yeah.
And then to be like, well, then who I am. But if then it's always been that way. Then to be like, you know, Miss Piggy being like, you know what? We don't work.
Mm.
I need to, we're over. Like, we you know, we're on again, off again, on again, off again.
Yeah.
Nah. let's call this. And then Miss Piggy goes off and does her own stuff. And,
Here's what I suspect they're going to do.
Yeah.
Everyone in the movie is a human being, except for Miss Piggy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll just be a Miss Piggy movie with no other Muppets.
You reckon no other Muppets?
I reckon they might reference other Muppets. And there'll be like maybe a photo of Kermit on her desk or something.
Yeah.
But I don't think any of the... Or actually, you know what? I'm walking it back slightly, but you'll understand that I'm not like fully.
There'll be
occasional cameos of Muppets.
Yeah.
But it'll be mostly just.
Well, yeah, I don't
people.
Think it's going to be a Muppet ensemble movie.
No, but I mean, as in, like, Kermit's not going to be a supporting character. Yeah. I mean, he might be in one scene.
Interesting. Well, what do you think it'll be about then?
I think it'll be about her. She's. It'll start with kind of like her catching the audience up with what's been happening in her life. She'll leave the Muppets.
Yeah.
But you won't see any Muppets. It'll just be her driving away from
the Muppet House.
The Muppet House. Or her leaving the theater, smoking a cigarette or something.
Mm-hmm. This is what I think the initial scene will be.
Yeah, don't worry about what I think the movie's going to be.
Well, I thought you stopped.
I did.
You interrupted Zabit, so it's only fair that I interrupt
But I added what he was...
No.
No.
Not even close.
No. Okay, no, you're right. Go, what's yours?
I reckon we're going to open on... When Zabit should interrupt me, that would be right and finishes
and
initial
then
yeah.
I think it should open on Miss Piggy talking about how wonderful her life is. She's already left the Muppets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just, her in a bed next to a hunky human dude is very easy for
Casted,
me to picture.
Casted, who?
John Hamm.
Wrong.
No,
he's
too old.
Line canceled.
Yeah.
What? He's canceled?
Well, not really. It's just like he's, because of the stuff from the frat.
Oh, yeah.
He kind of got off with it, got away with it.
Got off with it. Nice.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's, John Hamm's too old. I think it's going to be, we're talking like a Chris Hemsworth or a.
A man that's. Pretty much the same age as John Hamm.
Yeah, but he's got a different kind of attractiveness.
Like
Jason
Statham.
Jacob Elordi.
Yeah, Jacob Elordi. Okay. Yeah.
I say Timothy Chalamet.
No,
but
it needs to be hunky. No.
But like not a grasshopper man.
Yeah,
but that era of like lad, but hunk.
Yes. Yeah.
What's the current hunk?
Jacob Elordi.
Yeah, but I don't think it even needs to be a name actor.
Or just even just like a
No, it needs to be a name actor.
No, is it because I don't think he'll be there for the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
So
which means it has to be named after.
Who is this?
Brother,
you
seen a movie?
Yeah.
Jacob, what now?
Elordi.
He
plays Frankenstein's monster.
He's going to be in the new Wuthering Heights movie, I think. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway.
Oh, and he's an Aussie boy.
Yeah.
He started on Sandspan's Radio.
Yeah. That's right, dude.
Oh, he's a co-worker of ours.
Yeah.
He used to be the fourth member of Plumbing the Death. Then he left.
Actually, no, he didn't start on Australian productions. He gets his start in the Kissing Booth series.
Oh, I see.
Whoa, his first Hollywood experience, though, is he was an extra in your mate's movie, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man Tell No Tales.
My favorite actor of all time, Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Who's in a new terrible production of? There's like two movies coming, A Christmas Carol. He's in a new,
Do you call him John?
Yeah. Yeah. I call him John Depp.
John D.
John D, dude. The John D man.
Yeah.
But anyway, and then she's going to be talking about how her life's wonderful. She's left coma behind, the Muppets behind. Everything's good, but she still feels a sort of void inside. And she needs to eat, pray, love to fix her life. And I think that's going to be the sort of premise of the movie.
Where does a canceling fit into that?
I think that it could be a conjunction of those two things. She's got a void in her life. Even though she has everything, she's not satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
And also she's tweeting and she tweets something terrible or maybe she's, what about this? She's been out of the acting game for a long time. She's coming back. She's got a new movie, with all human actors except for Miss Piggy. And she goes on like a late night talk show and she does her classic Miss Piggy. She's very handsy and then she karate chops someone. And they say, what the hell, Miss Piggy? You can't be doing that.
You can't be doing that.
It'll either be, yeah.
And she goes, hi-ya! Into Jimmy Fallon's neck.
Yeah.
Cuts his be head like, clean
yeah.
off.
Like it's like, yeah, he starts getting handsy or whatever. Then Jimmy Fallon, like maybe to a guest.
Yeah.
And then Jimmy Fallon's like, hey, Miss Piggy. You can't be doing that.
But
it's a different
so
time.
Hunky.
But he's so hunky. No, seriously, Miss Piggy. Go very serious.
Yeah.
And then like karate chop, hi-ya! And then like a lovely pratfall, but
yeah.
real. Like hits his head and then it's just like, oh no. And then just like spinning newspapers.
Yeah. Jimmy Fallon dead.
Jimmy Fallon seriously injured.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, Miss Piggy canceled.
Yeah. And so Miss Piggy's like, I need to get out of the country.
I
don't understand Hollywood anymore.
What a violent
hog
Miss Piggy is.
Yeah, exactly.
I wonder if, because Jennifer Lawrence is a producer and therefore, and like, it seems like that maybe some of the initial ideas. What if it's like a leaked photo thing?
Oh, okay.
Because Jennifer Lawrence's career went in a very different, well, not a different direction, but as in like she had to really.
Yeah, she was affected by the leak of like all the celebrity news.
She was
like
the face of the fappening.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, a lot like her roles after that sort of dried up in a weird way, but then she kind of kind of took roles that like lent into like pushing back to that.
Mm.
I remember I did a podcast with Alexi Toliopoulos.
Yeah.
And we realized that like Red Sparrow is sort of
like a reaction,
to the fappening. Yeah. But it, even like, she's been very open now that like, she's very very body positive and like has no issue with nudity in films and like in no hard feelings. She has that famous naked scene and her new movie the Miss Piggy movie got announced during the production of Die My Love, and I think she's naked for a lot of that.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
is that the one where, not the one where she's like topless and punches a guy?
She's fully naked and punches a guy.
That's
great
awesome.
She's actually beating up three teenagers.
Yeah, hell yeah. That rocks.
They go skinny dipping and it's a funny joke times too.
Yeah.
Because they go skinny dipping and it's a romantic scene and it's shot very tastefully and there's no nudity even though you know the characters are naked.
Yeah.
And then teenagers steal her clothes and then she marches out of the ocean and you get full frontal nudity as she just starts throwing haymakers.
That rocks, dude. That's so funny. So do you think it's going to be like a leaked Miss Piggy nude?
Yeah, I don't know if they'll say nude, but it'll
just
be some compromising photos.
Yeah. What about this?
I reckon it'll be that, or she'll get canceled for being rich and out of touch.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But on the nude thing, this is in a very Muppety version of the movie. Miss Piggy goes, I've had some nudes leaked. And then you see they're on the table and you see them and it's just a bunch of hands in bed.
For a second, I thought you were going to say just ham.
Yeah. They could do that too.
Just
a big rack of ham in bed with Kermit humping it.
God, it's easy to imagine Kermit coming.
It's really, really easy. His face goes back, and then it comes in, and he does that thing where he lights his top lip.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
That's the best Kermit face, the scrunched up Kermit.
Oh, my fucking God, dude. I love it to death.
Could it be, it's kind of like leaked photos or whatever, or like leaked movie, but then it's clearly like, it's photos, but then like in the photos you can see like Kermit's land or whatever.
It's
clearly someone has been like hacked Kermit's photo, like hacked Kermit's phone.
That's so funny.
That and so Kermit's like, oh no.
Yeah,
so I reckon there's gonna be. I don't think it's gonna be. Yeah, there's no other Muppets, and I don't mean just like cameos here and there, but I think there's gonna be some sections where it is like
it's
a good chunk of Muppet.
Yeah,
like I think we're gonna get maybe not as a supporting
Like as a secondary.
Secondary, but definitely like, you know, more than just a cameo.
Yeah.
I think we're going to get definitely like, yeah, even at the start and then maybe during the middle section, if they're going to go with like, we're trying to go, Miss Piggy's going away and she doesn't want to like deal with any of like Muppet shit. And then maybe in the third act, there'll be like more Muppet stuff again.
Yeah.
Could it be, I was thinking, yeah, something happens, she's out of touch, all that kind of stuff. And maybe Miss Piggy goes back to her roots.
Yeah. And like goes back to the farm or whatever, wherever she was raised. I think you're right, JD. I think it will be a Miss Piggy's out of touch. She's too rich.
Yeah.
She's too rich. She's not in touch with the common man.
I think it could, I think it's like too rich and then with like the hi-ya.
Yeah.
Like, too rich. Oh, so the wealthy can just karate chop us whatever they want.
The wealthy can karate chop Jimmy Fallon's head off with no repercussions.
What the
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it'll either be that or like it'll be set during lockdown and people will be like,
Miss revisiting without a mask.
Yeah.
Well, no, revisiting
like what? Swine flu.
Yeah.
No, like it'll be set during lockdown and it's unrelated. Like COVID is not like a plot point.
Yeah.
But because of that, people are going through old like Muppets clips and they're like, wait a second, and then constantly like Miss Piggy tying people up and karate chopping.
Or like the latest Muppet TV show or movie that's come out doesn't have Miss Piggy in it.
Mm.
And like no one's really said why. And then someone's being like, well, actually, look, if you look historically back at all their shows, I think there's been some bad beef between Miss Piggy and the Muppets.
That we don't see like, behind the scenes stuff, but you know, and maybe just, you could even have a tell-all documentary comes out about working behind the scenes on the Muppet show. Maybe Pepe the King Prawn.
I'm sick of being karate chopped.
It's this kind of thing of like, It's like someone came in and said, oh, I thought I was doing, you know, behind the scenes about the Muppets. But then I realized the story wasn't really just about the Muppet show, but it was about the, like, you know, the iron trotter that was Miss Piggy.
Yeah, exactly.
Karate sort of chopping everyone.
The Muppet Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah, Miss Piggy. Yeah.
They could also do that.
Get Dakota Johnson there to be like,
oh, that would be an awesome cameo.
That would be such a funny scene. Miss Piggy has a daytime talk show.
Yeah.
And then,
she's like, why didn't you come to my birthday party?
Oh, that's because you
didn't invite me.
Well, no, it's like,
no, it's the other way around.
No, it's like, yeah, sorry, yeah.
No, because you, well, You keep karate chopping me.
You should have invited me to your birthday party. Yeah. I did. Your team said.
Oh, that's awesome. I hope they do.
It's also funny because that reference will be really.
Because
presumably
quite old
this movie
point.
Will be like 2027.
Yeah.
Having a Dakota Johnson Allen reference.
Yeah, dude.
Beautiful.
Go hard.
Go
hard as fuck.
Open it with a recreation of the Michael Richards apology.
Damn. That's why she gets canceled.
Yeah.
Miss Piggy does a one-to-one recreation of Michael Richards.
Yeah, Kermit is there as Jerry.
Stop laughing. It's not funny.
Oh, dude. Well, do you think there'll be any, because this is something like when you rewatch or you look at the Muppets, you kind of notice there aren't many, it's a bit of a sausage fest.
Mm.
It's a bit of a felt sausage fest, the Muppets, right? There's Miss Piggy. And then I think one of the people in the, what's the band Animals in?
Oh yeah.
The howling.
Is it Electric?
It's Electric something.
Mayhem.
Yeah. Electro Mayhem, exactly. There's like one of the...
The drummer.
The drummer. No, that's Animal, dude.
The bassist.
The bassist is a lady, but that's it.
Camilla the Chicken.
Camilla the Chicken, Gonzo's wife, yes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. So there's three women in the Muppets.
Yeah.
So they could also, I mean, depending on what direction this movie wants to go, if they want to kind of go down that Barbie route, there could be some Miss Piggy being like, wow, I've kind of worked around guys my whole life.
Oh, like, you know,
this is kind of a boys' club, the Muppets.
Or just be like, we're canceling Miss Piggy. She's like, wow, like, Miss Piggy, you basically have a lot of toxic masculinity.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't, you have so much aggression and like, you're attacking everyone. Like, this is very toxic.
Get in touch with your feminine roots, Miss Piggy, or whatever. But I don't know. I think
the idea of the Muppets being such a very like, you know, male dominated field.
Yeah.
But you know, it felt, I guess. And then just to be like, you know, she's ostracized for being the stereotypical toxic male.
Yeah. Miss Piggy, you need to get in touch with your feelings. Yeah. You've got so many barriers.
You can't
respond to everything
that
with violence.
Yeah. Miss Piggy.
Yeah. Oh, she's so cool. I love Miss Piggy. But yeah, so I don't know. They could, if they go down the Eat, Pray, Love route, I kind of hope that we get like a Miss Piggy. What's the name of the Electric Mayhem girl? I keep wanting to
Janice.
I keep wanting to say Jeanette. But yeah, Janice and maybe Camilla the chicken. Kind of like a...
Plume the turkey as well.
Oh, nice. Is that another one of Gonzo's harem of fuckable birds? You know, some kind of like a, like, you know, almost, I guess, in a weird way, like a mirror of the first Muppet movie where Kermit's going around and picking up all these Muppets to make the Muppet Show, but maybe Miss Piggy going a kind of under the Tuscan sun, Eat, Pray, Love, you know, girls' adventure with some of the girl Muppets. I don't know. I just think that's something they could do. I think if they make any Muppets for this movie, there will be a lot more female presenting Muppets, I think. I think that's kind of a lock.
Yeah.
Because it's just not many.
Could it be maybe if you're going down like, you know, that sort of route to be like, well, Miss Piggy, yeah. You did not do well for like women's rights. You basically pulled the ladder up behind you.
Yes.
There are all these other like, you know, Muppet.
Like Lady Muppets. Like
potential cast members of the Muppet Show. And you kept denying them out or whatever. And then you could have like, no, I didn't.
No.
But then there was like, you know, you do flashbacks just like all like these casts. And then she's like, Gonzo.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then like Lady Gonzo being like,
oh, what the fuck? What the fuck? Lady Gonzo. I don't know how Gonzo sounds.
So do you reckon, because the 2015 series, The Office Muppets, that has Miss Piggy hosting up late with Miss Piggy.
Yeah.
Okay. They could have her cancelled from there, so it's like sort of tied in, I guess. Yeah, but I also don't know why they'd do that.
Yes, that is true.
Another thing they could do is if they want to make it like a comment on like female empowerment and like boys club stuff. They've kind of done a plot like that in The Muppets before with Annie Sue Pig.
Yeah.
Who is, I don't know if it's a pig Muppet with golden curls.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And she's like a female, she's a singer on The Muppet Show.
Yeah.
Miss Piggy saw her as a rival for Kermit's attention and the audience's affection. Annie Sue, however, sees Miss Piggy as a role model.
Yeah, okay. Like,
yeah,
see? Yeah, like, Miss Piggy's pulling the ladder up behind him.
Yeah. Miss Piggy's trying to tear Annie Sue down. Yeah. Annie Sue's just like, I love everything you've done, Miss Piggy.
They could. I think that's definitely a route they could go down, to have Miss Piggy, you know, a kind of like a very earnest girl power movie with Miss Piggy, I think would be kind of cool for Miss Piggy to unlearn some of the, but then it's like, how, again, is it going to be is it a Muppet movie or is it like what direction, how wacky can you get with that as your baseline? I don't know.
You're probably pretty wacky.
I guess the Barbie movie's pretty wacky and
That's
got a kind of earnest feminist message. So yeah,
well,
I think it's...
the Annie Sue plotline ends with Miss Piggy seeing Kermit peck Annie Sue on the cheek and she launches into a vicious karate chop on him. The end.
It is funny. They're right. It's funny to imagine Miss Piggy getting canceled. They're not wrong. That's funny to picture.
The only thing is, even though I don't think he's going to be in it.
Yeah.
Would love a bit of Kermit.
Yeah.
But I'm getting sick of movies starting or having sad Kermit.
Yeah.
Give me angry or frantic Kermit.
Yeah. The best Kermit is when he's so stressed.
Yeah.
You know? I don't want him depressed. I just want him like losing his mind.
Running around being like,
I want him running around, popping
fuck
like
my felt ass.
Yeah.
Like, everything's
oh my god.
You know, I want him popping like antacids, having some like aspirin, you know.
Has
just rubbing his,
ever smoked
rubbing
a cigarette?
His, like temples being
dude. Absolutely. I need Kermit going out like into the bathroom to hide to take like just 5 fucking minutes to himself.
Yeah.
And then Animal going rah, rah, slamming on the door because he needs fucking new drumsticks or some shit. Yeah, dude. I hope we get some of that. Well, something that just made me think of is that there is talk of a Muppet Show revival, like of like the Muppet Show where they have like celebrity guests and stuff like that, like they used to in the 70s.
Yeah.
Maybe headlined or like managed by Seth Rogen. So they could incorporate that into this and we could see like the Muppet Show is happening as a sort of, or coming back up as a backdrop to this new movie. But you know, Miss Piggy, for whatever reason, she's like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Could you have like, getting frantic, Kermit.
Yeah.
Kermit's trying to, you know, okay, it's a big break for the Muppets. Yet again, we're going to be like, you know, Seth Rogen is so hot right now. Mm. You know, coming to fall like the back of the studio. Finally, yeah. We're going to get like, you know, the respect we deserve. He's frantic. Everyone, but he's still dealing with like the Muppets.
Yeah,
so
of
he's
course.
Just like, whatever. Miss Piggy's being like the diva that she is. And just Kermit, just like everything's stressing him. Everything's like yeah. going at that. And then he's just like, you know what, Miss Piggy?
Mm.
I've had it up to here.
Yeah.
No, wait, you're fired.
You're fired, Miss Piggy.
I can't deal with this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Miss Piggy, instead of her kind of leaving the Muppets voluntarily, it's like a, what's Miss Piggy, without the Muppets, what's Miss Piggy do?
And either it's like, you know, either you're fired because you're being diva, or it's the, you know.
You've karate chopped Seth Rogen in the
neck. Yeah, you've karate chopped Seth Rogen. We can't be doing that. Like something, whatever it is, like, you know, I can't. Go to bat for you now. Yeah, you're fired.
Yeah.
I honestly think that we might have hit the nail on the head here with like all of this, but like you mix it together and kind of tone it down a little bit. You have it sort of recreate the Ellen thing, but without explicitly
being
doing
a
the
reference
Ellen
to
thing,
Ellen DeGeneres. Yeah.
And you just make her like canceled for workplace toxicity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Probably not as part of the Muppet show, but you said it in a, like how when she's hosting Up Late with Miss Piggy, or if she's working for a fashion brand or something like that. Yeah. So she'd get canceled for that. Then maybe.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com. Promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
So that will happen, and then maybe you also have the leaked photos after that, so her life is spiraling harder and harder.
I do like the, you know, she does something in the workplace, and it's like, let me speak, you know, you're fired. She's like, you're canceling me? No, you're being fired,
you're fired for
the thing you did.
This is a specific workplace misconduct.
No.
This is like a legal thing that's happening, Miss Piggy.
Yeah.
I've been canceled.
No. Once again, you're being fired for the thing you did.
The woke karate has canceled Miss Piggy.
I can see.
I mean, if the movie... you
woke
could...
karate. Is that a joke?
Yeah, dude. May I karate? Do I have your consent to karate chop you in the
but
neck?
But I'm just getting like woke karate.
Yeah. Miss Piggy loves karate.
Yeah.
There's something there, dude. There's something to be done there.
Just woke karate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I guess then you end the movie with her interviewing Seth Rogen again, who's in like a arm cast. Yeah. And then she goes to do it. And then she asks for consent, and he says yes. And then she karate chops him.
And
everyone goes.
The funniest movie I've ever seen.
They finally made karate woke.
finally.
That's what I was hoping this movie would do, and it did it. Thank God.
Nude
photos get leaked or whatever, and then it's like her life is spiraling out of control. And
yeah.
Like everything, like her house of cards is crumbling before her.
Well, you could
her.
Even then have like tweets or something, or in the Muppets, it would be called like felts.
Yeah. A couple of controversial felts have been resurfaced. Yeah.
Or they'll probably just call them posts.
I can also imagine a portion of this movie is Miss Piggy without. I think probably starting with the Muppets and having that be the way the workplace toxicity is good, because then it's like, what does Miss Piggy do? She's like, well, the Muppets is in my rear view. I'm going to restart my career.
Yeah.
But then jumping in, trying to be like a Hollywood actor and being like, oh, actually, I don't... I'm not a good actor, you know,
or like, I like the if that's the workplace toxicity, whatever. I'm gonna find myself, and then we just get a very quick speed run of her trying like whatever it is, but the same thing happens, like a 2 minute bit. It's like,
she's audition,
then same thing, to be like, Miss Piggy once again, fired,
they've canceled me again,
they've canceled Miss Piggy,
and she's got a. Yeah, figure out kind of what to do with her life. And then I think, what's the resolution? Is the resolution that she's got to go back to the Muppets? Is the resolution don't karate jump people when they don't want it?
It will be a rekindling of our relationship and not necessarily the Muppets.
Yes.
Because again, I don't think that this is going to be Muppets heavy.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that they'll pitch it as like, it's a Miss Piggy movie, and what if it was set in a world where she was like, the only Muppet, sort of, but not really. But you know what I mean.
Mm.
It's just her alongside human actors.
Yes.
The Happy Time Murders. Yeah. Your favorite movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's going to be like a Muppet movie like Muppet Treasure Island or whatever.
The Muppets, as a brand, losing money.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, dude.
So if they're doing this, they're going to try and do it in a way where it's like, it's not the Muppets.
Well, that's why I think it's going to be like initial Muppets.
Mm.
Bulk of the movie, no Muppets.
No, but I don't think you can start the movie with Muppets because I think...
they're already in. People already paid the ticket price.
Yeah.
They're already there. Bums on seats.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, yeah. And then all the trailers and stuff is mostly from the middle.
Mm. Yeah.
And then I think, yeah, I'm kind of with you, Jack. I think it's going to be like, yeah, Muppets, big bulk, not really many other Muppets.
Muppets, yeah. Because I just think it's like that thing where if you make it too Muppet heavy, people are going to be like, this is too much Muppets. But if you make it no Muppets, this is what people are going to be asking, where's the Muppets?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think that's just like...
Because if
like,
I go see a Miss Piggy movie and there's no Kermit, I'm going to be asking, where Kermit?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that...
Where's Fozzie Bear?
Yeah, exactly.
Waka Waka.
Fire his ass out of a cannon, you know?
Yeah, when it boils down to it, I think that this is going to be a tricky one for them to get over the line, full stop, because no Muppet show has made it past a season recently, I don't think.
Oh, yeah. The Muppets are not they're in a weird kind of nether zone where everybody knows the Muppets.
Mm.
And if you ask someone, do you love the Muppets? You'd be hard-pressed to find someone who says, I hate the Muppets, I think.
I will say that there is one other thing Muppets-related between now and when this is getting released. They're doing another... I don't know if it's another... Christmassy movie or if it's just like a one-off TV special, but Sabrina Carpenter's in it.
Oh, okay.
And she's a good pairing with the Muppets.
Yes. Mm.
And with Miss Piggy.
Yeah. Well, that's another option. Another completely...
If that goes well, then this will probably just be like more Muppets-y, but if that doesn't go well, I mean, this mightn't get made full stop.
Mm. I think that the other avenue with Sabrina Carpenter, you just made me think of it, if they go like cunt's boots, they just make this the cuntiest movie ever, and they don't really worry about like... You know, is there a message to it or whatever? They just make it like a diva being a diva.
Yeah.
And that's all the movie is. And it's just like, you know.
It's like Wolf of Wall Street as filtered through people who didn't really watch it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the movie you're getting.
And it's like, it's just boots, it's girly, it's just and it's just kind of fun and, you know.
Yeah.
Then I think that's also bums in seats.
Yeah.
I think that's going to do just as well.
But I mean, also, I can't say I'm better than Hollywood. I don't know what people like anymore either. I look at the box office for the last 12 months and I go, what the fuck? How are they going to navigate this one?
Yeah. So
you remove Nisa 2, which they will.
Yeah,
from their calculations. Okay, Minecraft movie number one.
Yeah.
Okay, people love Chicken Jockey.
Yeah.
Lilo and Stitch number two. But...
Remix.
Snow White,
yeah,
dead in the arms.
People love,
Freaky Little
people
Guys.
Freaky Little Guys. Now, I was going to say they don't like woman, but they like girl. Maybe they don't like woman.
Yeah, they don't like woman.
Oh, sorry, other way around. Lilo and Stitch is one.
We know that for sure.
But then Jurassic World Rebirth, if you remove Nisa 2, that's the third highest grossing film of
people
the year.
Okay. They like dinosaur.
But it's Scarlett Johansson.
Like Scarlett Johansson. Safe woman.
A blockbuster movie.
People hated Ghost in the Shell.
That's true, but that was an anime remake.
Okay, so. We're going to now put a question mark against Scarlett Johansson.
She also was
People like woman? She was also in
Deliver Us to the Moon or whatever, which was a huge bomb.
That's true, but it wasn't an action movie.
No, it wasn't an action
movie. Scarlett Johansson has, I know you love her, I love her too, but Scarlett Johansson has entered that pantheon of what I like to think of as nerd actors, mm-hmm. where if you're making a nerd movie and you put Scarlett Johansson in, people will be excited no matter the quality of the movie.
I would just also like to clarify, love her as an actress.
Yeah.
She is an absolute lunatic.
Yes,
person.
Yeah, yeah. She's your guy, dude.
No,
your favorite.
Unfortunately,
dude.
Woody Allen's her
is?
Guy.
Yeah. Yeah, she is your guy.
I think she's your guy. That's okay. Yeah. Johnny Depp's my guy, yeah, dude. You have got the better end of the stick.
Yeah.
You gotta cop some guy.
Yeah. Sometimes
I'll
cop
Scarlett Johansson as my guy.
Yeah. Okay, that's your guy,
dude. Lost in Translation. What a fucking movie.
It's a good one, dude. Bill Murray.
At least Bill Murray's not your guy.
Yeah,
he could be your guy. I've never been a Bill Murray guy.
No.
Like, I kind of got it, but at no point was I ever excited to see him.
There are so many of those old, like, comedies, like, you know, like, I guess Bill Murray and, like, that kind of crew at the end that I just have yet to see. Like, is it the one where
Caddyshack?
Yeah, I've never seen it.
I've seen Caddyshack, and I did not like it. Yeah. I was very bored.
Ghostbusters?
My memories of Ghostbusters Stripes? Is mostly on, like, network television. Stripes, I do not think
is
I have
Stripes,
seen
it. Okay. Is Stripes about a zebra?
No, I think
that's what am I thinking of?
You're thinking of Racing Stripes starring
Frankie Muniz. Yes, I am. Okay. Okay. Great movie.
I think Stripes maybe is about military.
Yeah.
But I think I'm getting that confused with the Paulie Shaw one where he joined the military.
Is Stripes about him joining the military to meet army babes?
I don't know.
I couldn't
tell you.
Or is it just like a shower scene in it and those two things have combined in my head? I'm like, as a teenager, I should watch this movie for army babes.
Now I'm thinking of the shower scene in Starship Troopers.
Great movie.
I'm thinking, is Stripes a movie?
Casper Van Dien?
Yeah, what's he up to? Is he your guy?
He could be my guy. I've seen a movie where it's called, I think it's like Going Back, where he plays a Vietnam vet and they go back because he made an order where it was just like accidentally fired on his own troops, but his troops kind of hate him a bit.
Yeah.
But like, it's revealed that like, no, he called him the right thing, but these the higher ups, they fucked it or whatever.
Oh,
but they
damn.
Go back as almost like a little bit of a like, we hate this guy. Mm. Anyway, I feel like I might be the only man who's ever seen that film.
That would be very
Have you seen Star Raiders? The Adventures of Saber Rain.
No,
where
I have
Casper
not.
Casper Van Dien plays Saber Rain.
He could be your guy,
I kind of now want to.
A prince and a princess are abducted from their planet. Saber Rain, a soldier of fortune, is hired to bring them back.
When this movie come out?
Three others. What does it sound like?
1976?
yeah. Close. 8th of May 2017.
Oh my God. What? That blindsided me.
Along with three others, he embarks on the mission. They end up on a planet in the depths of space, which is run by the evil overlord called Sinjin. After being freed from centuries of containment in a cryogenic prison, Sinjin is now teaming up with beings called the Quintari.
Yes,
who have caused havoc throughout the galaxy.
Fabulous stuff.
Sinjin has a plan of revenge against his betrayer's descendants, and he has a powerful weapon. Full stop.
That's awesome, dude. Sounds like a great movie. Sounds really good.
Sounds really real.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Hey, he could be my guy. So, where'd it go? Is it called Deadpool the Musical 2? He plays Cyclops.
What?
Deadpool the Musical 2 being the ultimate Disney parody, a 12-minute short from 2018.
Yeah.
You also missed the part where
not only is it a short, it's a fan film.
Yeah,
my guy.
Dude, your guy. Yourguy.com.
Yeah, Casper.
We should make that website. Can we make that website? Yourguy.com. And it's just a bunch of controversial actors. And you tell your friends, you go, hey, man, you should jump on this website.
You type in your name and it gives you
out.
It
gives
your
you an
guy.
Actor. Yeah. Like, it figures out who the best actor for you
is.
And you go, yourguy.com. And you're
is Casper Van Dien kind of controversial? Just like, what do you do? What's he up to?
Anything? What's he doing? Who is this guy?
Yeah,
fuck,
man.
Dude. That's
awesome.
Hey,
he was in three episodes of Monk back in the day.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
The Shaloop, man. Dude. That's exciting.
Yeah,
dude.
Tony Shaloop. He's my guy, dude.
Tony Shaloop, yeah. Casper Van Dien, I don't think is a bad guy.
Nothing controversial.
I think he had a messy divorce, but.
Who among us?
Mm-hmm.
Good for him, dude.
Oh, what's called Going Back?
There you go.
Well, there you go. Hey, I'm trying to think about Bill Murray comedies where I've been like, I love seeing Bill Murray. Like, maybe I'm not a Bill Murray guy either. I kind of assumed I was, but...
Van Dien beat his wife.
Oh, that's a shame.
That's a shame.
Well,
Okay.
That's the problem with having a guy.
No one's guy can be perfect.
Yeah, exactly. That's the dark side.
So the messy divorce was because of him.
Yeah, he made it messy.
What you're saying.
Yeah. He's a bad man.
But this website does say...
Are you on yourguy.com?
Yeah. That said, it is worth noting that the only notable outlet that reported on this supposed incident was the National Enquirer, and all of their stories should be taken with a grain of salt. So maybe it was a... I don't know why you'd start a 2002 smear campaign.
Could have been.
Those where there's smoke, there's fire. But
also, National Enquirer, that's Bat Boy, right?
Yeah, that's that Bat Boy, dude. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Or so maybe the Daily Mail, but it's the same kind of. The same kind of.
So the National Enquirer, when they're saying, like, oh, yeah, he beat his wife.
Yeah.
Now, was that just based on absolutely nothing? Mm. Or is it like, oh, through court documents or the fact that they got a divorce?
Yeah.
Like, surely at some point that they're liable, right?
I don't know if somehow they get away with a lot, those kind of like rag magazines. So, I don't know.
So the website about that article, gone.
Okay.
The website for the article is gone.
Yeah,
so maybe.
Interesting. Maybe they had to retract it.
Maybe
your guy innocent?
Maybe.
His son tried to kill himself.
Okay.
But then survived.
Nice.
But was found unresponsive.
Okay, that's frightening.
But then ultimately survived, and today everything's all chill now.
That's good.
Fixed.
Okay. Well, he could be your guy, dude.
He's a busy, messy guy. And this is from 2022. So.
But I don't know if it can be your guy. If they're not sort of slightly controversial.
Yeah.
It's not really the same.
No, you need a guy who's like a little bit questionable.
Yeah, so that when they come up on the screen and your friends say, that's your guy, shut up. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Yeah. But then you sometimes have to own that is your guy.
Like, Shane
Black's his guy.
He could be my guy.
He's your guy.
Look, he's made some great films, but... Oh, he's made some choices.
I don't think
friends with what?
Friends with whom?
Yeah. That's crazy.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Richard Linklater, who I recently found out goes by Ricky.
Our guy.
It's okay.
Okay.
So in early movies, so obviously Shane Black works with pedophile that he knew about.
Yeah.
Not quite the same thing, but a name you'll recognize. Yeah. So early Linklater films often have as a cameo actor Alex Jones.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because they were friends in college. Yeah. But then ever since Alex Jones maybe lost his mind, there's been, he stopped.
Well, that's good, dude.
Linklater.
Maybe he could be a Fatty Arbuckle guy.
Yes, dude. He is my guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Matthew Broderick's your guy.
Yeah, he is my
guy. Kevin Spacey's your guy.
Yeah, dude. I'm a spacehead. Yeah. I'm a space. It's true. It's true. I actually don't know if there is a Kevin Spacey like performance that I particularly love, really.
Not even like the Usual Suspects, the one everyone...
No, like probably the closest I would say is Glengarry Glen Ross. That's probably my favorite Kevin Spacey performance. And
he's like a real worm.
He's a real worm in that. And I would still say probably the weakest of the cast.
What about Glengarry Glen Ross? You know, he's at the Big Kahuna.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, I don't think anyone did.
What about American Beauty? I can imagine you being an American Beauty.
I've never seen American
Pay
Beauty.
Pay It Forward.
Never seen Pay It Forward.
Pay It Forward stinks.
Bad film.
Bad movie that tricked people because there was a message, but the message didn't really make sense.
No, little boy die, pay it forward.
Little boy die, pay it forward. Kill three little boys.
If you kill three little boys...
That's an interesting little boy math you got there. I don't know if it checks out. I'm no scientist, but I don't know if that checks out. This is very interesting.
You a Mel Gibson guy, Joel Zammit?
I remember watching The Patriot and being like, that's sad.
I know, then.
I watched the episode of The Simpsons last night that's the Mel Gibson episode.
Yeah.
Really bad. Yeah. Truly terrible.
Yeah.
Really. And what's weird, I guess this is just Mel Gibson's voice, but... When I hear Mel Gibson these days, he sounds more Australian, right? But in this Simpsons episode, it's him doing the voice, but it very much sounds like he's putting on an American accent. And I don't know if that's just at that point in his career, that's what his voice sounded like. I don't know.
Crazy. There was that one, like, was it when it was What Women Want and all that? That was it 1 or 2 years around that era where there was just like so many Mel Gibson films. And they were like, oh, some of them pretty decent or whatever. Or in retrospect, you're like, that's kind of garbage.
Mm.
But then there was one where it was like a, in a hotel owner, or like he something with like a hotel. And even then, being like in the height of it all, yeah. I was like, "What is this?
What am I what watching here, Mel? Come on, garbage." Buddy. Well, what's so weird about the Simpsons episode is like the main joke is that everybody loves Mel Gibson.
Okay,
like that's like the main that they keep going back to that gag that people see Mel Gibson and they're just like, "I would do anything for you."
When did the episode come out?
I don't know. It would have been like late '90s to early 2000s, so it makes sense. But it just is very weird to watch.
I remember like the the Lethal Weapon movies when you're a kid and those kind of like action.
He's an absolute fucking maniac in those movies. Yeah. And I feel like his whole thing is like he gets put on the case because he's like, I'm going to kill myself.
Okay, I'm going to de-escalate this whole situation. You got the gun? Stop pointing at that hostage. Point it at my head. Pull the trigger. Go on.
That's awesome.
Like, the title Lethal Weapon is his character. Yes, like, he is the lethal weapon.
Yeah. Mel Gibson. He's someone's guy.
He's someone's
guy. I'll say that, dude. He's definitely someone's guy.
I think I'm a bit too young. I think you need to be maybe 5 years older than me.
I agree.
For Mel Gibson to be your guy.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, who else controversial is my guy? There'll be guys.
Heaps of guys.
There'll be definitely guys out there that are my guy, dude.
Yeah.
So many guys.
Yeah. But I can't bring any to mind right now.
Miss Piggy.
Miss Piggy's my guy, dude. I'm a big Miss Piggy stan. Love her to death. I'm very excited for this movie. I think it's going to be fun. Yeah. I think I like the cast. I like the writer. Mm-hmm. I've got very high hopes for the Miss Piggy movie.
I'm really excited for you to see the trailer when it inevitably drops in 18 months and immediately lose interest.
Could happen.
Then never see it.
Well, it's a movie, though. So he might see it.
No, it's a movie, so he won't watch it.
It's a gamble,
Zach. It is a gamble.
I appreciate your faith.
I'm just thinking, when there was the announcement of, like, you know, the Muppet TV series that was going to come out, the one that did come out, and I think we did a whole episode about that and how we were, like, genuinely like, oh, this sounds, like, kind of fun and maybe we're excited to watch it. None of us did.
Of course.
And I think part of that is, you know, it's like, I think...
I don't want to watch a whole TV show.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Whereas I think a movie and the chance of being like, hey, want to go see a movie.
Yeah.
And there's a good chance if we see it while it's out in the cinema, he might see it. But I think if it goes straight to streaming.
Yeah.
We don't have to watch it for... We don't organize a screening for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we don't organize, hey, guys, let's go see the Miss Piggy movie today.
Yeah. Mm. I don't
know. He's got other stuff going on.
I don't know. I'll tell you what, it's probably currently, other than Avatar Fire and Water, my most anticipated movie.
Well, it doesn't matter because there was another movie that was your most anticipated movie and you've forgotten all about it.
No. We're going to see that the moment I come back.
You mean the Bone Temple, dude? Of course.
I'm going to be so jet lagged. I'm like, Jackson.
We got to go see the Bone Temple.
We got to go see the Bone Temple.
That I'm excited for.
Yeah.
That's probably number three. Avatar, Fire and Water,
Avatar,
the Miss Piggy movie.
I've told you that what you hope the Bone Temple is 28 years later.
You don't know what
I
hope the Bone Temple is.
We did a whole episode about it.
You have no idea what I want that movie to be.
We did literally a whole episode about it.
You don't know.
You haven't seen 28 years later either.
Nah.
Yeah.
Dude.
Okay.
It doesn't.
I'm not watching on the plane.
Here's the thing you don't understand.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
The movie could be anything. It's not about that.
What's it about?
It's about going to see a movie called The Bone Temple. It's about how funny it is to watch the second, not even the second, the fourth movie in a long-running franchise with no context. It's about a lovely day out with my beautiful friend.
But that's
it's
not about how this started.
It's about eating a delicious choc top and some popped corn.
Exactly.
I hope
they
have a $45 Bone Temple bucket just so that you get punished.
Or make Zamet buy for me on the company dime. Where's my fucking Thunderbolts bucket?
It's in there.
It's in there. Exactly. Exactly, dude. And every time I look at it, I say, that was worth...
I don't like that the Bone Temple thing has become a bit, because this is not your approach to it. You've just repackaged this whole thing.
That's my power, dude.
Yeah, you move the goalpost so much.
I'm slippery like a snake, dude. Like a snake with no
you
bones.
Go, I would love
He's
to watch...
Like, I.e. a slug.
Yeah. He's basically like a snake made from pudding.
Yeah,
dude.
Well,
you're tangling with the pudding snake right now, bitch. Okay?
Don't tangle with the put over here.
You can't pin me down. Okay, in five in 5 weeks, you might say you're excited for the Miss Piggy movie, and I was like, "Fuck no!"
I'll be like, "What movie?
What?
Who's Miss Piggy?"
It's the wonderful thing about it, you know, pudding. You can't nail it to a wall, dude. Yeah.
Exactly, dude. That's probably not true about pudding.
One
We're
of
thinking
my friend,
of jelly. Go on.
I opened up Letterboxd to try and yell at you, Jackson, but I did just get hit with the fact that one of my friends that works in the media. Had a press screening of The Bone Temple this morning.
That's awesome,
He's
dude.
Seen it. He's seen The Bone Temple.
He knows how good it is.
Is it only good things?
Well, he can't talk about it because it's...
Obviously.
Yeah.
What was the latest movie I logged on Letterboxd? I don't even remember, dude.
It was...
Probably some shit.
It was Roofman.
That was a great movie.
Yeah, and before that it was Sinners.
Yeah, also great movie too.
Yeah. Tron before that.
Great movie.
The Simpsons movie.
Terrible movie. Truly dog shit.
Naked Gun was before
great
that.
Movie.
Together.
Great movie.
Great movie.
Fantastic Four.
I don't think about it anymore.
Dinosaur.
It's a puzzling movie.
Death Becomes Her.
Great movie, dude.
Superman.
Yeah, good movie. Yeah,
good movie.
Phoenician Scheme.
Great movie.
Alien Resurrection.
French movie.
He's right.
French
is right. Yeah.
French as fuck.
That movie's fun, so dude. French
as hell.
What is Darby O'Gill and the Little People?
It's a movie I watched.
What the fuck is this? That one flew under. From 1959.
It's a movie I watched. What is my Letterboxd review? Because I'll tell you everything you need to know.
Yeah. Don't know why I watched this. 5 stars and a like.
Yeah. It's about a guy and he lives in Ireland.
You fuck. This is on Disney Plus as well.
Yeah. I think what's great about that is it's a true double whammy for BS heads. Because one, it's not Shang-Chi.
Yep.
Okay, obviously a movie I could have watched.
Yep.
And two, I didn't even do it as a BS Plus. It was for me and me alone.
You watched it on Valentine's Day.
Sorry, hon. Do you want to do something romantic?
Yeah, I'll pick a movie. I'll pick a movie.
No, I watched it by myself. Don't worry.
Yeah,
dude.
I know.
Yeah, dude. It was all right.
For 5 stars and a like.
Yeah.
The plot synopsis is crazy.
Yeah,
a wily old codger matches wits with the king of the leprechauns and helps play matchmaker for his daughter and the strapping lad who has replaced him as caretaker.
Yeah, that's what it's about, dude.
Tell us about this one.
Yeah. It's got some great sort of old sets, practical effects. Everybody clearly is American, but doing bad Irish accents.
The director of this movie has made so many famous movies.
Yeah, like what?
So you might be familiar with his work on Mary Poppins.
You got to cut your teeth somewhere, dude. Darby O'Gill and the Little People, perfect place to do it.
Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
Mm-hmm.
Before he made Derby, whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah.
His movie before that was Old Yeller.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, no, sorry. Yeah. And then 10 years after Old Yeller, he makes a little movie called The Love Bug, aka Herbie,
dude. Everybody should really get out there and watch Darby O'Gill and the Little People. It's a classic piece of cinema.
Thank you for finally telling us about it.
I don't have to tell you about everything I do. Okay, some things are just for me.
Yeah, no.
In my life.
Some things you do, which is basically, so is it on Disney Plus?
Yeah.
So which is using, I guess, company resources.
Yeah.
To watch W. Gill and the Little People.
I'm going to probably, and like, yes, it's Valentine's Day, sure. But I'm assuming like, you know, it's probably that same length as a Shang-Chi.
I would imagine so.
Yeah.
Actually, I mean, it's an old movie, so it's probably
it's pretty long.
Well, no, old movie could go either way. That could be like a good tight, you know, 90 minutes or it for like 90
minutes?
Hours.
It's 90 minutes on the dot.
Yeah. So it's, you know, it's worth watching, dude.
I'm following 3 people on Letterboxd that have all logged this movie.
Darby O'Gill and the Little People?
Yeah.
That's absurd.
I'm following 100 people and 3 of them have seen this.
Yeah. Well, it's a classic, dude. It's a classic. 5 stars.
3.3 on Letterboxd. Yeah.
5 stars, dude. It's really, really good movie.
Maybe you were sleeping on it.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking, dude. I mean, maybe you should watch it.
Maybe.
At time of recording, we've cancelled our Disney Plus subscription and there are 7 days left.
Yeah. That's perfect time to watch Darby O'Gill and the Little People 7 times. Yeah.
Why? Do you watch movies and not log them? Because that really stands out to me as a movie.
No, every movie I watch, I log.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because, like, I get it. Sometimes you just watch something strange.
Yeah.
I do it all the time.
Yeah.
But at least, like...
Yeah.
Like, okay... I watched The Giver.
Yeah, okay. Mm. That's strange. Yeah.
Great film.
But
what's the difference between that and W. Gill and the Little People,
I have
really?
No idea.
You know?
I've, I,
But yeah, what's the difference?
Yeah, what's the difference in
I
your
guess
mind?
Like, I mean, like,
to
I,
your eyes,
well,
what's
actually,
the
here is the difference. Yeah. I was like, I'm going to watch the Guyver. I reckon there'll be something funny for plumbing the Death Star.
Yeah, you did say
you did say that.
You did tell us about it as well. I'm watching an obscure thing that, you know, maybe that one of us have seen. And you, little treat for yourself.
Yeah, on Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day treat.
Treat for yourself.
I'll watch W.O. Gill and the Little People.
Yeah, because like, I'm looking at my letterbox. I'll watch. There's like some for me, some for work.
Yeah.
All for Jackson.
Yeah. All for Jackson.
Well, there are some there for work.
That's true.
Exactly.
That's
true. Superman.
Superman. Fantastic Four.
Sinners.
You know?
Sinners.
Alien Resurrection. We did a BS Plus on.
No.
Yeah, but it's one step forward. W. Gill and the Little People is two steps back. Because it wasn't even the fake movie I watched instead of Shang-Chi.
I still think that Alien Resurrection was one step back, Jack.
Yeah. Well, yeah, obviously Shang-Chi is where I'm meant to be.
Yeah.
One step back, Alien Resurrection. Two steps back, W.O. Gill and the Little People. Mm. But that means Alien Resurrection is one step forward.
Yes.
Anyway, right. Miss Piggy should be a good movie.
I'm looking forward to it too.
This is the second baseless speculation in a row where I've looked at a website that just lists movies and been like, damn, I gotta watch more movies.
Yeah, dude. I know. Absolutely.
But yet I keep coming in here and thinking about movies that haven't come out.
Yeah.
I got tricked. And I could reveal this now because by the end of the year, it wouldn't have happened. We have a discussion on the start of a week being like, hey, let's do an episode on Sinners and let's do an episode on a different movie. I watched that movie and then I come into work and find out that I'm the only one who watched it and we never did that episode.
I must admit I don't remember the movie.
But that's fine. We'll get Bad Boys.
Yeah.
Bad Boys.
We'll get around to it. Yeah.
I'm not watching it again.
No, of course not, dude. Recently. That's okay. You're okay.
It's on me and Zammit to find the time to watch Bad Boys so we can do a based rewind on it, dude. And then we'll also at some point do a based rewind.
You two find
the time to watch W. Gill and the Little People. And then we can do a base rewind on that. And then it's for work all of a sudden. One step forward. Two steps forward. Okay, retroactively, but it still counts. I left my phone outside.
Okay,
to do emails.
If you want to send us an email, you can hit us up at bsboyspod@gmail.com.
Normally, I remember my phone.
Yeah, usually, look, hey, if you send us an email,
I can go get it.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Okay. Look, the people in the room, the audience, we're already disappointed in you. So what's another leaf to the pile, you know?
I mean, you have one job in business.
Yeah,
speculation.
It's okay. It's necessary. Like, you know what? Well, he got several jobs.
Yeah.
And look, he wasn't doing that one, so hey, what's another one?
Why do this one? Exactly.
You know, like, when your expectations are low, does it matter if they
go
lower?
Disappoint.
Does it matter if they go? That's not what I'm saying at all.
The expectations are low. You're already disappointed.
Exactly.
You can't get further disappointed.
When you can, you got scared. Yeah. It's just like, you know, hey, going from like my expectations are like, you know, a regular thing to be like they're already pretty low.
Mm.
And then like just dropping it another rung.
Yeah, exactly.
It's okay.
Two steps back.
It's okay. Two steps back, baby.
Yeah, all right, dude.
What's the email address? BSBoysPod@gmail.com. Send us an email.
Please send us an email. Tell us if you've also watched W. Gill and the Little People. And what your thoughts on that movie were.
Really look forward to us getting multiple emails about this. So then you retroactively claiming that actually was for work.
It will be.
And it's another win for Jackson Boyle.
Two steps forward. PS listeners, okay, this is what we're going to do. This is a scheme between me and you. You email in, right, and you talk about it. And then, retroactively, it will be for work. Help me out here. Okay? I'm on the back foot. Give me a hand.
What are they going to get in return?
More
one of the greatest episodes based on speculation they've ever heard. The W. Gill and the Little People based rewind.
They're going to get an episode where we're not just yelling at you the whole time.
I don't know.
No. If we watch the movie, no, they're not.
Yeah.
But if you're like, see, it was for work. You got us there, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
If you want to help Jack be the smuggest man in the room,
email us
that crown from JD.
Yeah, exactly.
Robbing it.
King for a day.
Finally, that crown and that dunce cap can switch.
Yeah, yeah. Even if but for a moment, I would take it. And if you want to support Baseless Speculation, remember, you can sign up to Baseless Speculation Plus. Mm-hmm. You get access to... well, we've talked about it a lot this episode, but
a wonderful
Jack Bailey
bonus.
Shang-Chi review.
Yeah, a little bonus episode.
A little bonus episode where I review Shang-Chi.
Opens up, you know, and as JD rightly said, we cancelled, you know, Disney Plus like you should all. And so, you know, now it's going to be even harder for you to, I guess, access Shang-Chi.
Exactly, dude.
But not impossible.
I'll figure it out. You just wait.
And so you fire up that and you're like, whoa, what to look for? And you go, do I watch Shang-Chi yet again? Like, or maybe, what about this 90-minute film.
Yeah, from the 1950s. It's a real
Valentine's Day joint to myself.
Exactly.
Should we all just go watch something fucked that for some reason interests only us and try and do an episode on it?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea,
dude. It's a wonderful idea.
Hey, yeah, get ready to hear about a movie I watched not that long. Actually, I'll have to pick something new because this was like 2 months ago, but... Want to hear about a movie called Drib?
Yeah, heaps.
Yes.
Yes, dude.
Yes, I do.
Absolutely.
My most recent watched movie was a very, it was like slow cinema, French style.
Oh, nice.
Mm. Electroma, which is the Daft Punk movie where they want to become guys, and then everyone hates them when they become guys, and then they kill themselves.
Flowers for Algernon, but darker. Yeah. Mm. Awesome, dude.
Mm.
Yeah, so please sign up for Baseless Speculation Plus. You also get access to ad-free episodes.
Mm.
It's very exciting stuff.
Yeah.
The button's right there.
Yeah. And let us know if it's good for us to plan future episodes in the end of a previous episode.
Well, it's like a teaser. It's like a Marvel teaser.
Yeah, except, and like the Marvel teaser, it mightn't pay off.
Exactly.
It was just an idea I had in episode.
Exactly, but that builds hype.
Yeah.
You know, even if the hype's not towards something.
Yeah.
It just builds hype. That's important.
It's got people talking and emailing.
And emailing. That's the main thing when I have my phone.
On that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
And this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation of God damn, fuck my ass, we've been the BS boys.
Hoo-ha.
Sure I am.
Sure I am. I'm a cartoon bear.